I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Connecticut Garden Journal. It's been hot out there, and the tomatoes are growing fast. You'll have to keep up with your plants if you want to have a great harvest this season. The first thing to do is to keep the fruits off the ground. They'll be more susceptible to slugs, mice, and rot damage. My Italian grandfather, Rocco, would drive one stake next to each plant and prune the bejabbers out of them, so all that was left was one stem, some leaves, and some fruits. He swore by this method, and the pasta sauce my grandmother made sure tasted good. A better way is to purchase or make large metal or wooden tomato cages. For large-sized varieties like Brandywine, Beefsteak, and Cherokee Purple, the cage should be 6 feet tall and have big enough holes so you can reach inside to pick. Secure the cage to the ground with stakes. This will allow the large plants to fruit all summer without blowing over during a thunderstorm. Another method is to erect 6-foot-tall wooden teepees at each end of a short row of tomatoes and fasten a horizontal pole between the teepees. Run twine down the horizontal pole and attach it to the tomatoes as they grow. You'll also have to mulch with straw to slow leaf diseases, keep weeds away, and preserve soil moisture. This hot weather hasn't been conducive to leaf diseases, but it can change at any time. Side dress with organic fertilizer every 3 weeks to keep the fruit coming. Watch out for tomato hornworms and birds attacking your ripening fruits. Handpick the hornworms and use netting to keep the birds away. Next week on the Connecticut Garden Journal, I'll be talking about plums. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.